Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for it is the day, glory to God, that the Lord has made, and
hallelujah.
He decided, hallelujah, to wake us up this morning. He decided to blow his breath back into our nostrils. Hallelujah. He decided
Amen.
To let us rise and shine. Glory to God. Like the song says, rise and shine, for the Lord has
Amen.
Come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gathered together, hallelujah, for this morning, for such a time as this, and that is to come and magnify and to praise the Lord. We come to lift him up, to give him thanks for everything
that
he has done, everything that he did last week, everything that he did over the weekend. How he kept
Amen.
Us,
hallelujah.
How he saved us from accident, seen and
unseen Amen.
In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. How even
Amen.
When we were sick, he healed our bodies. Oh, we come to praise him, hallelujah, and to tell him thank you.
Amen.
The Lord is blessing me. Right now,
oh, yeah.
Lord, right now, I said the Lord
Hallelujah.
Is blessing me.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, oh, right now, yes, he woke me up. This morning, and he started me on my way. Hey, Lord, he is blessing me right now. Hallelujah. Anybody besides me that he's blessing? Sing this
hallelujah,
song with me.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is blessing me right now. I say right now, oh, the Lord right now. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, glory to God. He's blessing us right now. We are clothed in our right minds. Hallelujah. He woke us up. Glory to God. And we need to praise him. We need to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. For everything that you've done. Everything that you're even going to do today while we are here in the holy sanctuary praising and lifting him up. He's
hallelujah.
Blessing us. He's blessing us
right
now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's opening doors and making ways for things that we already prayed for. And then we cast all those cares upon him and we forgot about it. We're on the battlefield doing the work of the Lord. So the Lord, while we're working for
Amen.
Him, he's doing things for us. Glory
oh, yes.
to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God we
Amen.
Serve.
Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. I get excited. Praise the Lord when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me.
Woo! Amen.
Glory to God. I do get excited. I'm still here. I should have been dead and gone. But God said, no, not so. So the enemy to get back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Not today, Satan. Not today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got a reason to be excited. I don't know your testimony, but I know mine. Glory to God. I know part of Apostle Asia's testimony. Oh, it was the last year that she got caught in that storm. My God, and all that water came up in her vehicle, and she had to get out.
Amen.
Oh, before she drowned. But God.
That's right. Woo! But God. Hallelujah.
But God. Hallelujah. And how do I know that? Because she told us about it. Glory to God.
Praise
God. Awesome, and he is worthy to be praised. Well, I'm like the woman of God this morning. I'm not really sure who's all on the line with us, but I do thank and praise God. Hallelujah for everyone that decided to join us this morning here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Under the leadership of our very own Apostle Asia Roberts Francis. The founder and overseer of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. And if we have Minister Marshall Parris on the line, he could give us our introduction. Amen.
Amen, beloved. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. And we welcome you, those of you that are visitors and those of you that are members, be glad that you are present. Amen. Fellowshipping with us today. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible teaches us to forsake not the assembly together with the saints. Amen. And we want to be obedient to the principles of God and his word, because in our obedience is how our blessings are flowing. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I also heard the Bible say that those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And hallelujah, Jesus. And so we want to be led by the Spirit, and it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that inspired the word. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so when we obey the word of God, we're being led by the Spirit of God, and then we are called the sons of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because I know when I was dead and stinking in my sins, I couldn't obey him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I needed the help of the Spirit. I needed Jesus to change my heart. Amen. Praise God. I needed the transformation to take place. Amen.
Amen.
And so this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. That transformation is taking place here. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. This
Thank
is Cornerstone
Jesus.
Deliverance Church. Amen. You can be changed here. You can be developed here. Amen. You can be edified here. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. You can grow and maturate spiritually. You can get it here. Why?
Yes, you
because
can.
The
Amen.
Spirit
Amen.
Of the Lord is here. Why?
Thank
because
you,
the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to tell you about the dynamic singers and preachers. I'm going to tell you that the most important thing is that the Spirit of God is here. God's presence
Thank
is
you,
here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we promote the Spirit of God. Amen. Because without the Spirit of God, amen, the church would be nothing but an institution, a dead institution. But where the
amen.
Spirit of God is, amen, because
yes.
God dwells amongst us, moves amongst us.
Hallelujah.
Healing, deliverance, and salvation takes place here. Amen. It is alive here. Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You,
we
Jesus.
Are a living institution. Amen.
Yes,
praise
yes.
God. Because it is the Spirit of God that has
Hallelujah.
Made us alive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we welcome you, amen, to the church where the Bible come alive before your very eyes. Beloved, whatever you need today, amen, if you believe it, you shall have it. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Whatever it is that you need, if you believe
yes,
by
Lord.
Faith, amen. You better go ahead and rejoice. Amen. Because if you believe it by faith, the power of God is manifesting it for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Glory, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Lord.
Beloved, we are located amen, at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11550, and we gather via teleconference, amen, in live stream services, amen, praise God.
Yes.
And our gathering call-in number is 605-313-5111. Amen. And the access code for those of you that will listen to the recording is 151-647-pound. Praise God. Amen. We are excited. Amen. Hallelujah. About being able to gather and for the word to come forth and for the Holy Spirit to demonstrate his power. Amen. Praise God. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we stand on that scripture, Revelation 22:17, where it says, "In the spirit and the bride say, come." Amen. The Holy Amen. Ghost, the Spirit of God, is come telling the people to come. Amen. Telling us to come. Amen. Because we do obey him. And we that are the bride of Christ, we turn and we tell others to come. Amen. Come into the house of the Lord. Come into the presence of God. Come into the gathering. Come in and be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Come in and get to know God in a more deeper way. Why don't you come? Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said those that are hungry and thirsty, they should come. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and they should come and drink freely. They should come and drink freely. Amen. Of the river of life that flows. Amen. There is a river of life that is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost that flows in this place. And we give you the invitation, beloved, that you could come and drink of him freely. Amen. Listen, the world can't see him because you need spiritual eyes to see the Spirit. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just because some can't see him don't mean that he is. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So we give you that invitation by your faith in the word that you hear, whether it's in song or in preach or in testimony. Amen. Come and drink freely.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Of all that God has prepared for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We invite you to clap your hands, stomp your feet, dance where you at. You in your living room dancing, praise him, hallelujah. Open up your mouth, say hallelujah. We invite you to bless the Lord with us, praise God. Hallelujah. We are a noisy church, amen, praise God. We are noisy because the Bible says praise him with a shout, hallelujah. And so we get noisy around here, amen, hallelujah. There's not a ball game that could beat our praise for our God. Amen, hallelujah. There's not a playoff game or a final that can beat the church. Amen. When we lift our Savior up, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God, hallelujah.
Speak on,
Lord, I'm telling you what I know, hallelujah. It gets loud up in here. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to
Thank
his
you,
name.
Jesus.
And so
yes,
we give
Lord.
You that invitation. Don't be shy. Amen. Go ahead and praise him. Amen. He touched you.
Amen.
Go ahead and
amen.
Amen. Clap your holy hands. Amen. Throw up your
amen.
Holy hands and wave them where you are. Amen. Praise
right.
God. He can see you. He can see you.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
We may not see you, but God
amen.
Can see you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's who you want to be seen by. You want to be seen by the Lord. Amen. So once again, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we welcome you, amen, hallelujah, in this spirit and true fellowship, amen, at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, praise God, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
I release the line back to you.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Asia Francis. Ooh, bless God, thank you for that awesome welcome. Glory to God. I'm always feeling welcome, and I felt more welcome this morning. Amen.
Praise God. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing to be somewhere where you feel loved and wanted.
Amen.
And needed,
needed.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when we get a little older, people like to put you out, like they used to say, out to pasture. You done got too old. You can't do this. You can't do that. Oh, but God, I beg to differ with everybody that got that mindset. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, where he lives and moves and breathes on the inside of us. He is still orchestrating, still telling us what to do each and every day. Hallelujah. We just got to humble ourselves and just go forth in him. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Nakia Parrish, are you with us this morning? Praise God.
Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we call you our Eternal Father. Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor, oh God, for this very opportunity to come into your presence, oh God, and lift you up. Hallelujah. We commend our spirit and true worship service unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you may establish it and strengthen it. That you may move amongst your people, oh God, that you may have your way. We thank you as we lift you up, that you will draw the sinner man, woman, boy, and girl, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will save, heal, deliver, and make free. We thank you for the anointing, your anointing that's being released in this place, oh God. The anointing that is being released to everyone, everywhere that is gathered here. In the name of Jesus, your anointing that is being released to everyone, everywhere that will listen to the recording, oh God, your anointing that destroyed the evil yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it in advance, for the anointing of God, hallelujah, that brings about a change, the anointing that brings about our deliverance, the anointing, hallelujah, we thank you for the anointing today, hallelujah, we thank you for pouring out your spirit, oh God, on everyone that is serving, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for leading our leadership, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for showing yourself mighty in the midst of the service, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for opening the blind eyes and opening the deaf ears. God, we thank you. We thank you for rolling away every burden stone. We thank you, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. We thank you for thy kingdom coming and thy perfect will being done. Amen. In the midst of your people, oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory for it in advance, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read for your hearing Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless
Amen.
The Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. For, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide. Hallelujah. Neither will he keep his anger forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Hallelujah.
Like a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. Will bless the Lord. Now, I've cut it off there at verse 13, but I'm going to tell you to say, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Glory to God.
God. Hallelujah.
And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, bless his holy name. So I read for you here. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 13. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We do thank everyone that has joined us today. Hallelujah. In our spirit and truth worship. Glory to God. And we're going to ask Brother Jared Golden, will he make our announcement for us, please? Thank you.
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning as well. Here on Sold Out Sundays here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. And I just feel right now before I get started that the Spirit is being truly amplified by Apostle Asa Francis and Minister Eartha Wright on reading scriptures and just giving out nothing but great testimony and how we all should praise God in our daily lives and in our daily living. And I will now read our weekly announcements here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Our services are conducted by our leader, Apostle Asa Francis Wright, here on Sundays at the teleconference line here for our Sold Out Sunday service. Also, Minister Eartha Wright will lead as well, but it's preached by Apostle Asa Francis. Our service schedule is conducted via teleconference at telephone number 605-313-5111 with access code 151647 pound. Also, we have some services that will be live streamed on all social media platforms. Usually that will be YouTube as well as Facebook. If any other platforms are given to me that we use by social media, I will definitely share through my weekly announcements. Also, we have Bible study via discipleship course on Wednesday nights. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a great time. Please come out. You'll be surprised at what you can learn from the Bible and also how it can apply to you. We usually go an hour and 15 minutes, sometimes an hour, I don't know, an hour and 30, but it's a great time to learn God's Word, and you'll be surprised what you can learn in your daily life from reading the scriptures of the Bible. We also have on Monday nights, prayer night, which is at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. We use about an hour, again, an hour, no more than an hour and 30. We try to keep it not too long, an hour 15, but sometimes however the Spirit moves us, we just go with it, but we promise not to keep it very long. And even within that time frame, we stick between the hour, hour and 30, but it's just nothing but where you just come on, just whatever's on your heart, you say in prayer. You release it in the atmosphere through God's name, and he will take care of it. And I just think it's a wonderful time I've attended that, as well as Bible study. They're very good services. We also offer Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, early risers, morning prayer, led by Minister Eartha Wright. She does a great job of starting your day. We try to stay within the hour, hour 15-minute range. We know people may have to get to work as other appointments, but what a great time to start your day and your morning rising up with Jesus. It's like he rose from the dead. You can rise up as you wake up in your spirit. Or if you're going to, lay down your spirit from working a job. It's just a great time to just come on and, join early risers. I've been a few times myself, and very nice and very well led and very spirited time. And you'll be surprised how I can do things for you throughout the day before you go on your job or have appointments to meet or any obstacle that comes your way. You can say you first talk to God when you started your day. We also will have on second and fourth Wednesdays of any month, we have, if you want to join, the motherboard meeting. Any woman of our church who wants to join the motherboard, please get in contact with Apostle Asia Francis. She will get you information on how to join the motherboard. You can do that through the Cornerstone Deliverance Church website at cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, as well as we have an app on Google Play, or if you have an Apple phone, through the Apple Store or an Android to work on for Google Play. You can download the Cornerstone Deliverance Church app. We are, again, wanting all members, as well as anyone new who wants to join us, please download the church app, cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. It should come right up. It's very easy to use. We have the Bible on there. You can go in the chapters and read on your own. Our leaders of the church, from Apostle Asia Francis, Minister Eartha Wright, and others, will put things on the line, I mean, on the Cornerstone Deliverance Church app that will give out, we have announcements. You can also do notes if you want to in your study of the Bible, as well as we also put a lot of other information and events we're going to do on the app. So definitely get that app. It's easier not only for our leaders to send information, but for everyone just with a pushing of a button to, you know, download the app. And we really want that more than just text messaging from our leaders to the members. It's just much easier and better. And also we want our members to learn technology that are afraid of it. It's easy to use. If I can do it, you can do it. You don't have to have a degree or be tech savvy. It's just very easy to learn. And any problems, please contact Apostle Asia Francis, or she'll get you in contact with someone she may have in charge of that to tutor you on how to use the Cornerstone Deliverance Church app. And also, I just want to quickly, before I close, I was sent this week a short memo on coping with disappointment and managing expectations from Apostle Asia Robert Francis. And pretty much in reading this, I will read it quickly with you. I think it's great. It tells you how to deal with disappointments, how to keep going in God's name, realize things will come up, but nothing's too great for God to handle if you give it all to Him. And any problem or any disappointment, as I read this information on the shared group, I think it's something we all can use to learn that disappointments are going to happen, rejection is going to happen, but you give it to God and you just don't have to accept it, and you learn from these things and move forward in His name. And as I read it, it says, the title, Coping with Disappointment and Managing Expectations. And it says right here, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's from Jeremiah 29, chapter 11, verse in the Bible. That's the NIV version. And also, life often presents us with situations that don't align with our expectations. Disappointments can weigh heavy on our hearts, but there are ways to navigate them with grace and wisdom. Adjust expectations. Recognize that not everyone or everything will meet your ideal standards. Adjust your expectations to be more realistic and flexible. Remember that we are all imperfect and fallible. Practice acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean give up. It means acknowledge reality. Some situations or people won't change no matter how much we desire it. Trust that God's plans are greater than our own. Focus on what you can control. Disappointment often arises from factors beyond our control. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, shift your focus to what you can influence. Take provocative steps to improve the situation. Learn from disappointments. Every disappointment is an opportunity for growth. Reflect on what you've learned. Use it as a stepping stone for personal development and spiritual maturity.
Amen.
Seek support. Share your feelings with trusted friends, family, or a counselor. Talking about disappointments provides relief and perspective. Seek godly counsel and encouragement. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself kindly when disappointed. Avoid self-blame or harsh judgments. Remember that you are loved by God, regardless of life's outcomes. Engage in positive coping mechanisms. Engage in activities that lift your spirits. Prayer, worship, exercise, and spending time with loved ones can help you cope effectively. In conclusion, remember that disappointment is universal, but how we handle it matters. Trust in God's sovereignty, adjust your expectations, and find joy amidst life's juggling act. May God's promise sustain you, and may you find strength in his word. And that's all I have to say for the announcements here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. And I just wanted to also share what was emailed to me on how to cope with disappointment and managing expectations. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And now I release the line back to Minister Arthur Wright.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Brother Darryl Golden. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love lifted me.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Love lifted me.
Yes.
When nothing else would help, love lifted me. Oh, God, love lifted me.
Oh, yes.
Could help God. Hallelujah. God's love and his unlimited favor and his grace and his mercy. It was God's love that lived in me. Shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let the love light from the lighthouse shine. Let it shine on me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for letting his light shine on us. And because his light is shining on us, we know we feel his love. And his love is what keeps lifting us up. It's his love that keeps waking us up every morning, every day. Hallelujah. It's a new day. It's an invitation to rise and shine. Hallelujah. For the Lord has come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We do thank and praise the Lord for everything that we have heard thus far. Oh, we do magnify. We praise the Lord for our very own apostle, Asia Roberts Francis. Glory to God. We thank and praise the Lord for the mighty woman of God, this leader, this founder. Hallelujah, this prayer warrior, this intercessor. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah for all the words that she sent out to us during the weekend. And we praise the Lord even for what the man of God, hallelujah, gave the bread for us again this morning. Hallelujah, to encourage us, to keep us holding on, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's sounding like, no matter what it's feeling like, we've got to trust God. So it's his love, I don't know, that keeps raising us up every morning. Hallelujah. It's his love that keeps commanding death to get back and behave.
Oh, yes. Oh,
thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah for your love.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And I'm ready, 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 ready. Glory to God to hear the word of God. Hallelujah.
Praise
from our
God.
Very own apostle, Asia Roberts Francis. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God and apostle.
Jesus.
I give it to you. Let the Lord have his way. Father, send your angels to be encamped around about her even as she speak. Hallelujah. We bind up the hand of the enemy from sending anything that's not like you her way. Hallelujah. We command him and his imps to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us ear to hear what you are saying to us today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen,
amen.
Apostle, I give it back to you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Earth of Spices Ministry, we thank God for you this morning. Amen. Spices is the daughter work of CSCC, and we thank God for the woman of God and her service. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Beloved, we just have to learn how to be available. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. To the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God has a purpose and a plan, and he's advancing his kingdom. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
Are here in the earth representing, amen,
yeah.
praise God, our home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're passing through representing the government.
Yeah.
Amen,
Hallelujah.
Of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the people that we encounter, that they can receive the love and the
yes.
blessing and the liberty, amen,
that God is giving forth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, beloved, on today we did come to hear a word, and there is a word from God. Amen. And
amen.
I first want to encourage you that the only way to receive from God, to pull the virtue, amen, from what it is that he has prepared for us, amen, is that we have to do it by faith. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. We
yes,
have
Lord.
To believe, and we have to keep believing. Amen. Praise God. So go ahead and activate your faith antennas. Amen. Praise God. Get eager. Get
Hallelujah.
Ready. Amen. Hallelujah. To receive, to pull. Amen. What it is that God has prepared for you today. Amen. And I'm going to ask that you turn with us to 2 Samuel chapter 9. Amen. That is the New Testament book. Amen. Old Testament book of 2 Samuel. Amen. Chapter 9. Praise God. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Amen. Beloved, remember, the word of God comes loaded with provision. The word of God is living and active. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that he sent his word and his word saves. He sent his word and it healed. He healed. He sent his word and his word delivered. The word of God comes with our provision. Amen. It was the word of God that wrapped himself in flesh and we beheld his glory. Amen. John, the apostle John, says that in the beginning was the word, and that the word was with God, and that the word is God, and that everything that was made by the word. Amen. The word is our creator. Amen. Praise God. And that is what I'm giving to you today, that we can honor the word of God with our faith, that we can give the word the honor that it is due. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we read 2 Samuel 9 on today, beloved, we shall discover the truth that reveals a parallel between the story of Mephibosheth, amen, and God's compassion toward us. Sometimes we find ourselves heavy laden with life, amen, and we, it's hard for us to locate the compassion of God in the midst of all of that. Well, today God is serving it on the table for you, amen, today, praise God. Those of you that showed up, amen, you shall eat, you shall partake of this compassion. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to see the parallels between the story of Mephibosheth and God's compassion toward us, and we will explore how King David's kindness to Mephibosheth, how it reflects God's grace and honor extended to us. Amen, through Christ Jesus. Amen. And so I pray that you have it by now, beloved, so let us read. Amen. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Amen. And so this King Saul is the first king of the children of Israel, and Jonathan is King Saul's son, that him and David had a very close relationship. Amen. The relationship of Jonathan and David was unusual. It was closer than a brother, you know, type of relationship. Amen. Praise God. And verse 2 says, and there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any other house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? Amen. Praise God. And I want you to take note, David didn't say my kindness, because the world have a standard of a kindness, but David said that I will show the kindness of God unto him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of us that believe in Jesus Christ and we are saved and we have experienced the kindness of God, we have kindness to give. Amen. And we have kindness to give at a standard that the world don't know nothing about. Amen. Praise God. And so sometimes we experience the kindness of the world. Amen. Praise God. And it amounts to nothing. It's deceiving. It's fleeting. Amen. Praise God. It comes to take and it don't come to give. But it's something different about the kindness of God. Amen. Those of you that have encountered him, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so David is saying here, amen, verse 3 says, and the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? Amen. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan have yet a son, which is laying on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold, thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldst look upon such a dead dog as I am? Beloved, you got to expect to be blessed. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get your faith ready. Amen. Then the king called to Ziba, amen, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son, all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba was servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. Beloved, and the word of God is blessed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Eternal Father, hide me behind your cross. Don't let it be me that your people see, but let it be you. Don't let it be my voice print, but we invoke the voice print of Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. We invoke the anointing of God. Hallelujah. We invoke the provision from this word that it may bless your people this day. Hallelujah. That it will elevate them, O God, that it will heal them, that your word will deliver them, that it will change their perspective, oh God, hallelujah, that it will open up a supernatural divine door of honor, oh God, hallelujah, that they will experience you on this day in a greater way, in Jesus' name, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So now, beloved, the word of God comes to bless you today, and the title for today, the kingdom thought that I have for you today is
from Lodabar to the king's table, from Lodabar to the king's table, amen. And if I had a subtitle, their subtitle would be From Lame to Honored, Meshebabeth's Journey, amen, praise God. From Lame to Honored, Meshebabeth's Journey. And, beloved, as the word of God is coming forth today, I want you to consider your own lameness, amen, praise God. And I want you to consider your own journey. And I want you to consider the favor that God is giving unto you, amen, the honor that he is showing unto you this day, amen, in this teach, amen. And I want you to grab hold of it with your faith. And I want you to hold it and don't let it go until it blesses you, amen, praise God, because you shall be blessed, amen. Holly, somebody say, I shall be blessed. Somebody say, I shall be blessed. Somebody want to be blessed. Expectations of being blessed. You anticipating encountering, amen,
Thank you, honor, Jesus.
And the goodness and the kindness of God.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
The compassion, amen, that God moved upon David with, that he can honor. Amen. Praise God. As Meshebabeth said, a dead dog like me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, beloved, today God wants to honor you. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, in the ancient land of Israel, let us paint the picture. It was in the ancient land of Israel, amen, there existed a small town. Amen. And the name of this town was called Lodabar. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, and I want you to imagine, amen, this town called Lodabar. Amen. The name Lodabar means, amen, no word or nothing. Amen. Praise God. The name Lodabar, it means insignificance. Amen. Praise God. And listen, this Meshebabeth, he is a son or the grandson of a king. Amen. And at the death of his father and at the death of his grandfather in battle, amen, praise God, he wound up in this place called Lodabar. Amen, praise God, from royalty to nothingness. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And I believe that we can relate to that because we have an ancestor named Adam. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, that when God created him, amen, praise God, he set him in east of Eden in the presence of God. And Adam, all he had to do was pick up his hand and eat. God provided everything for Adam. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Isn't that right? Amen, Adam had unlimited access to God. The Bible says that it was the voice print of God that walked with Adam in the cool of the day every day. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. Adam wanted for nothing. So we can relate to, amen, praise God, Meshebabeth, amen, coming from royalty, amen, and now winding up in a place like Lodabar, amen, a place that says nothing, amen, there's no word, amen, and we know that it is through the word of God that we receive our provision. Can you imagine there being no word? Praise God. I can't even imagine. Amen. Praise God. Because all I want to know is there a word from the Lord? Amen. Praise God. This Lodabar, amen. Praise God, was once named Debir. Amen. Praise God. And that word Debir means pasture. Amen. And it means word. But it was changed to Lodabar, where there is no word, there is no pasture. Amen. It is insignificant. Amen. Insignificant. And that's how we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, insignificant. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. There was no word. We had no pasture. Amen. But because the Lord is our shepherd, amen, we shall not want it. He lead us, amen, into the green pastures. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
anybody can relate that when Jesus, when we didn't have Jesus as Lord and Savior, amen, we didn't have a pasture, amen, that we could grain in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A pasture
amen.
That
Thank
we could
you,
pull
Jesus.
In. We couldn't pull a word into our situation
yes.
and our circumstances to bring about a change. We had no hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Thank
God.
You,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I
yes,
want to paint this picture, amen, of Lodabar, amen. Lodabar was like a place that I grew up in. It was like Harlem, St. Nick Project, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Could have been, amen, like Foster, amen. Any of you know a place like Lodabar, amen, praise
amen.
God. Praise God. Lodabar was the hood, amen, praise God, hallelujah.
Amen,
amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so this is the king's grandson, and he's stuck in Lodabar. Amen. But within his humble borders of Lodabar, there was a remarkable story unfolding. Amen. Hallelujah. The compassion of God moved upon David, and this remarkable
yeah.
story unfolded. David had a desire. Beloved, sometimes God will give you a desire to be a blessing to someone for
yes,
no reason at all.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With the compassion
yes,
of God move upon you, oh God. God
Amen.
Will move
Thank
upon you,
you,
and he will cause for you to bless somebody for no reason at all. Amen.
Thank
Praise
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe that the Lord is blessing us right now, and hallelujah.
Glory to God.
He may use you to honor someone like David, King David honored Mephibosheth in Lodabar, or he may use someone to honor you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory God. Hallelujah. Beloved,
hallelujah.
This is why we got to keep our hand open that we can receive and give, receive and give, receive and give because a closed hand, amen. Listen, a mind without any expectations, amen, praise God, hallelujah. A mind
yes,
that
yes.
does not anticipate, amen, the move of God, the power of God, amen, the blessings of God, hallelujah. I wake up saying I'm blessed, expecting to be blessed, looking for the newness that God, and the with God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory God. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know that he's going to do it anyhow. Amen. I'm over here, amen, in New Jersey today, amen, because we've been waiting for a long time for God to give, amen, my oldest daughter her inheritance. Amen. I said, Lord,
amen.
Amen. She gave me three beautiful grandkids, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord,
do it for my sake, Jesus.
Thank
I know you
Jesus.
Have an inheritance for God. Amen. Praise God. And when God did it, amen, he was right on time. Hallelujah. He opened
hallelujah.
Up a door and he gave us something magnificent. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
and so
you,
I bless
Jesus.
The Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For answered
Thank
prayer
you,
this morning. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus, my God. I thank God for the transfer of title to the parishes. Amen. Praise God. Has a provision for you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. He said the earth and the fullness, the earth and everything that dwelleth within and the fullness thereof belong to God. Don't tell me he don't have a blessing for you. Praise God.
Come
Amen.
On.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Our God, he is in the blessing business. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. But there was a remarkable story that unfolded, amen? One that
yeah.
would forever change the life of a man named Mephibosheth, amen? Somebody say,
Thank
God
you,
wants to change my life. God is about to change my life.
God,
God
is about
to
change my life.
God is
Thank
about
you,
to change.
Jesus.
There is a blessing with your name
Hallelujah.
On it. Amen? And God is about to change your life. He's about
yeah.
to change your circumstance. He's
Hallelujah.
About to change your situation. God
yes,
is about
Lord.
To elevate you. Whenever
Thank
the compassion
you,
of God begin to move amongst the people of God, whenever the compassion of God, amen, God can move amongst the rich and make them bless you. Well, I said, whenever the compassion of God.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Begin to move. Hallelujah. my
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
King David woke up one morning and said, is there anybody that I can honor, anybody that I can bless from King Saul's house?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody else may have forgotten about you, but God, he remembers you. He
yes.
has not forgotten about you. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Ertha said that, hallelujah, sometimes they like to put the old people out to pasture. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you, the Bible says that I call the young because they are strong. Amen. Everybody got a purpose. But he said, I call the old. Amen. Because they are wise. Hallelujah. They lived something. They've been there and they've done that. Amen. They got the T-shirt. Amen. The cap. Amen. And the coffee mug. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
I call the old because they're wise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Before Mary got pregnant with Jesus, before the Holy Spirit overshadowed her and she conceived the holy thing. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The angel visited Elizabeth. Amen. Praise God. The old woman. Amen.
Yes.
He visited Elizabeth before young Mary conceived. Old Elizabeth conceived 6 months before. I said he called the young because they strong, but he called the old because they wise. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. God don't put people out to pasture. He used them and then he calls them home. He used them and then he takes them from what? From work, from labor to rest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Glory
you,
God. Hallelujah. God desires to use you. Amen. It's not over for you yet. He wants to bless you. Amen. He
Thank
wants
you.
To honor you. And, beloved, wherever the compassion of God is to honor, amen, there is a spirit
Thank
of elevation
you.
That is all around.
Thank
amen.
Bless
you want to see elevation work in your life? Honor somebody. For
Why
no reason
you?
At all, honor somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory, God, hallelujah. See, Brother Golden knows about this honor because he was in discipleship, amen, on Wednesday night. Amen, praise God.
Amen.
And God had us to teach on honor. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Amen,
Thank
honor
you.
Can't cost you nothing. You can't sell honor. Amen, praise
amen.
God. When you honor somebody, praise God, hallelujah. This is something that we give freely. God gave it unto us freely. Amen.
Yes.
What you have received
Hallelujah.
Freely, you have to give it freely. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we have to go about honoring one another. If we was to honor one another amongst the congregation, a spirit of elevation will move amongst us. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought
Thank
to
you,
not just honor one another, but we need to beat each other at honoring one another. Amen, praise
yes.
God. That
Hallelujah.
Should be the spirit that we move in, the spirit of honor. Amen. God honored us when he poured out his spirit upon us. Our faith
oh, yeah.
is in Jesus. He gave us another gift. He poured
Hallelujah.
Out his spirit on us. Amen. He honored us when he gave us a deposit of eternity. He didn't have
Thank
to give
you,
us
Jesus.
A deposit. He could have said, you get it when you get there. Amen. But he gave us a deposit of eternity on the inside. I said, he honored
yeah.
you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, Mephibosheth, as I said, was the grandson of King Saul. Amen. The first king of Israel. His father, Jonathan, was a loyal friend of King David. Amen. And King David, amen, he is the renowned king now. Amen. We're still talking about David. Amen. Praise God. Over 2,000 years later, we're still talking about, amen, the greatness of David. Even God said that David was a man after his own heart. Amen. Praise God. And
amen,
this tragedy,
amen, amen.
Men, when Jonathan and his father Saul died in battle, amen, Mephibosheth was just a child at the time. Amen. He was a child. Amen. And he was faced with a grim future because now his ancestors is dead. His father died in battle. And at the same time, his grandfather died in battle. Amen. And so in order to save Mephibosheth's life, amen, the Bible teaches us that his nanny grabbed him in good faith, amen, and as she went to run with him to hide him, because, you know, when they kill the king, they want to kill everything of the king's house, amen. They don't want anything to succeed the king, amen, praise God. The nanny grabbed him to hide him, to run off with him, amen, and dropped him. He wasn't born lame in both feet, but she dropped him, and he became lame. This means he couldn't walk. He couldn't use his legs. He became lame in both feet, praise God. What a tragedy, praise God, hallelujah. What a tragedy to have the ability to use your limbs, but now you can't use them at all. Amen, praise God. I tell you, beloved, that is a tragedy. Amen. And this Mephibosheth, he found refuge in the obscure town of Lodabar. He was in the hood. Amen. Praise God. No word. Amen. No pasture. In a place that is insignificant. In a place where nobody will look for him. Amen.
All right,
he wound
amen.
Up in Lodabar. Amen. Praise God. There he lived a life of obscurity. Obscurity is darkness, and hidden away from the grandeur of the royal court, his lameness symbolized not only physical brokenness, amen, but it symbolized, amen, the spiritual brokenness we all experience, amen. Some of us is like Mephibosheth, amen? Like Mephibosheth, we too are born into a fallen world, amen? It wasn't supposed to be this way. I wasn't supposed to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity, amen? Praise God. We wasn't supposed to have this battle, amen? But Adam
and Eve,
amen? Praise God, hallelujah. And I know that Eve ate, but nothing changed when Eve ate, amen? Praise God. I said Adam ate and everything changed, amen? I wasn't supposed to have this life. I wasn't supposed
amen.
To be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I wasn't
amen.
Supposed to be born in the kingdom of darkness. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. But it happened this way anyway. Amen. So
hallelujah.
Some of us, we know something about this. Amen. We were separated from our true identity.
Amen.
As children of the king. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
This is why
hallelujah.
I thank God for the love of God. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God, the compassion of God moved upon his people, and he gave
yes,
his son.
Right.
That those of us that believe on him, amen, that we shall not perish, but we shall have what everlasting life. Amen. That
thank
is
you,
the
Jesus.
Love of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we have experienced that honor that David showed to, the honor of God that David showed to Mephibosheth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us, but then something extraordinary happened. Amen. It wasn't ordinary, but it was extraordinary. Amen. We know something about that because we serve a God that put the extraordinary to the ordinary. He puts the supernatural. Amen. Praise God.
Come on,
this is what we're preaching about. The Bible says,
yes.
but then something extraordinary happened. Amen. Praise
hallelujah.
God. King David,
yes,
who is now the reigning king in Jerusalem, he remembered his covenant with Jonathan. With Jonathan. Beloved, we should be covenant keepers. We're not covenant breakers. And when we make a covenant with anyone, we ought to remember it. If you
amen.
Made a covenant with anyone about anything, you ought to remember it. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it says here that King David, he remembered his covenant with Jonathan, the word of God says, and he was driven by compassion. Amen. Somebody
yes.
say, Lord, give us more compassion. Amen.
Lord,
that we can honor each other. Give us more
compassion.
We need more godly
more
love.
Compassion.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you see that there is no honor, and when we don't honor our leaders and we don't honor the saints, amen, and there's nothing but disrespect going on, that's because we lack the true love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. In order to show honor, we must first have an encounter with the true love. Amen. When love is perfect, made perfect in us, we will honor one another. We won't talk about one another, backbite one another, compete with one another, hurt one another. Amen. Praise God. Treat each other bad. We will honor one another. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we need the completion of God. David has the completion of God. Amen. When we honor one another, we will honor our husbands, our wives, our children. Why? Because of the completion of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so it says here that David, amen, in the word of God, that David, King David, amen, was moved in compassion. Amen. Praise God. And he wanted to, amen, bless someone of King Saul's house. So he chose to bless, amen, amen, Mephibosheth. Amen. Mephibosheth. Amen. Who lived in Lodabar. Amen.
Amen.
And so David's actions, amen, toward Mephibosheth, amen, it mirrors God's compassion toward us. Amen. Just as David sought out the lame grandson of his friend, amen, God seeks us out, amen, in our brokenness. Amen. Listen, God can do something with a broken and a contrite heart. He seeks us out in our brokenness. Amen. Praise God. We may feel like we're living in our own Lodabar. Some of us feel like that sometime. Amen. Praise God. A place of insignificance, a place of shame. Amen. And a place of spiritual lameness. Amen. Some of us, amen, we have been dropped in life. Amen. We are lame in both feet. Praise God. But I tell you, amen, God is releasing his compassion today towards you. Amen. It is the grace of God that reaches us. Amen. Praise God. In the most forgotten corners of our lives. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It is the grace of God. I don't care where you find yourself all alone. Amen. Thinking that nobody cares. Amen. The love of God. Amen. Has found you this day. Amen. Praise God. David didn't merely restore Mephibosheth's inheritance. He didn't just say, I'm going to give you back everything that your father had. Amen. But he elevated him. Amen. To a place of honor. Amen. Praise God. He invited Mephibosheth. Amen. To dine at the king's table. Not just one time, but David said, continually, amen, you will eat meat with me. You will sup with me. Amen. Praise God. And, beloved, I tell you, there was a time when no one with lame feet can put their feet up under the king's table. Amen. Praise God. It was unpresentable to bring a lame gift to the king. Amen. Praise God. When we had to sacrifice unto God, amen, the animal had to be healthy. It couldn't be lame. It could not have a blemish. Amen. Praise God, but I tell you, this is the love of God. Amen. It is an honor. It is an honor when you could come and put your lame feet that don't work. When the cripple could come and sit under the king's table. And the cripple could be crippled and he can eat continually. Beloved, can you see yourself? Amen. Supping with the King of Kings. He's calling your name tonight. This morning. He's honoring you this morning. He wants to bless you this morning. He said, when we come to Sunday service, amen, we come to eat at the king's table. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He prepares a table for us.
Feast in his name.
Even when the enemy thinks he got us, there's a word at the table. Amen. To break the shackles off of our life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm free. I'm feeling honored today, praise God,
Hallelujah.
To be able to eat at the King of Kings. I'm feeling honored today, Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It is an honor sup with God. It is an honor, hallelujah. And then he gave us unlimited access that we could sup with him anytime we want. You could sup with him at 3 a.m. You could sup with him at 6 a.m. You could sup with him at 11 p.m. You could sup with him in the noonday, praise God, hallelujah. This is a continual invitation.
Yes,
amen.
It is.
Praise
amen.
God. But beloved, it's up to you to take the invitation. Amen. Hallelujah. Imagine this scene, the once lame man, now seated among nobles. Huh? He's feasting with the king himself. Is a picture of redemption. Can you see it, beloved? Somebody say, I am the redeemed of the Lord. It is a picture of redemption because
of
Jesus shed blood at the cross. It is a picture of redemption because they stretched the rod. They hung him high. He hung his head and he died. It's a picture of redemption. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, it is a picture of restoration. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah.
Amen.
I said it is a picture of unmerited favor. He blessed
Thank
me not
Jesus.
Because we deserved it. He didn't bless you because you deserved it. He blessed you
That's
because
it.
He wanted to. He blessed
hallelujah.
You because
yeah.
he could. He blessed you
Thank
because you
Lord.
Were on his mind. Hallelujah. You
yes,
are on the mind
hallelujah.
Of God, and he is blessing you.
Glory
and he is blessing you right
God.
Now. Praise God. Receive
yes,
the unmerited favor of
In
God.
The name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
In the same way. In the same way God invites us to his table, amen, through faith
amen.
In Jesus Christ, we move from spiritual lameness to a position
yes.
of honor.
We move
Hallelujah. From spiritual lameness where we were spiritually dead, where we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We move to spiritual honor. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We move. We have been redeemed. Amen. We have been set back in a place of honor. We have joint co-heirs with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Our past failures, our brokenness, amen, our load of our experience, it no longer defines us. If anybody wanted to define me by who I was before I came to know Jesus, amen. Praise God. Sometimes I don't even answer to those old names that they used to call me by, brown sugar and different things. Amen. I don't answer to that. I'm a child of a king.
Amen.
I know
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
He has called me. He put his name on me. He filled me with his spirit. Somebody say, huh?
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory
Thank
God.
You,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what salvation is. Salvation is an honor. Amen. God has honored you. Amen. Spiritually, amen, we had some issues, not because of what we've done, but because of what Adam did. We were born into these issues. Amen. Praise God. And the fruit of those issues was manifesting in our lives. Amen. The spirit of manipulation, intimidation, and lying, and cheating, and all of this foolishness was just manifesting sickness. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus
amen.
Christ shed his blood. Hallelujah. We don't have to live like
Hallelujah.
That no more. It's beneath us now. It's under our feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Glory
Hallelujah.
God. But the doctor
amen.
Can't fix. We know
Thank
a great
you, Lord
physician.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Hallelujah.
And he is willing to heal us. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Glory God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I bless him this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. We thank God for what it is that he's doing. Amen on today. Amen. From Lodabar to the king's table. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and move, beloved. It's time to
Hallelujah.
Move. It's time to move. You can't stay in Lodabar. He
Thank
elevated
you.
Jesus. You can't
Come
stay
on.
In Lodabar. You don't have an
Amen.
Excuse. You
Amen.
Don't have an excuse. He elevated you. He honored you today. Amen.
Thank
Praise
you,
God.
Lord
I can't
Jesus.
Stay in Lodabar. Listen, he even put a new name on a white rock for
Thank
me.
You.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. Amen.
Glory
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
he
Jesus.
He made us joint co-heirs with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We find ourselves now. We can embrace the King of Kings. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we can. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus.
You,
they like
Jesus.
To say, You can take the girl out of Harlem, but you can't take the Harlem out of the girl, but I beg to differ. Amen.
Oh,
praise God. I know my word. Somebody say, I know my word. Somebody say, I know my word. God, show me my word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, beloved, as
thank
we reflect
you,
on Ms. Shepherdbeth's journey, amen, as we reflect on Ms. Shepherdbeth's journey, we have to remember that we are journeying too. Amen. Let
yes,
us remember that
hallelujah,
God's compassion, that his compassion know no bounds. Amen. Hallelujah.
You,
God's compassion
amen,
know no bounds. Amen. Listen, his compassion is on the move, and it's moving in your life today. Amen. There is nothing that is too hard for God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. No,
thank
it ain't
you,
nothing hard at all. Amen. He shall.
He seeks us out. God seeks us out, and he lifts us from our spiritual lameness. And he invites us to dine with him. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
him,
Lord.
He's inviting you now to dine with him. Amen.
Yes.
Our load
hallelujah,
of our moments become opportunities for divine transformation. God is transforming
you,
you right now. Amen. Right
hallelujah,
now, he's doing exceedingly and abundantly above anything you could think of and imagine. Amen. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Right now, he is blowing your mind. Right now, change is taking place. Vision is being restored. Amen. Lame
yes,
feet, amen, is being restored even now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the
broken
name
his
of
soul
Jesus,
wounds are being mended. He's mending your broken heart now. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Beloved, but you have to respond to this invitation. Respond
yes,
with gratitude. Respond with humility.
Mm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Respond with a heart full
thank
of praise.
You,
respond.
Yes,
respond.
Lord.
I hear Apostle Arthur responding.
Thank
I hear
Jesus,
Brother
Golden hallelujah,
responding. You got to respond. I can't respond for you. Hallelujah. I'm responding
hallelujah,
and I'm standing for me and my generations. I believe
thank
God
you,
will
Jesus,
do it. Okay, I'm going to clap my hands for you. But, beloved, help yourself.
Yeah, that,
hallelujah.
That.
To the provision
thank
of God to his word. Help yourself to this honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
oh,
you,
glory God. Hallelujah. Help yourself.
Yes,
help
Lord,
yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
beloved,
Lord,
let us rejoice, amen, in the grace that turns our nothing into something. This is what God did for me. This is what he's doing for you. He's turning
thank
your
you,
nothing into something beautiful. Amen.
Yes,
just
hallelujah,
as Meshavabeth went to Lodabar. Went from Lodabar to the king's table, so can we find our place of honor in the king, in the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
So can we find our place of honor? Go ahead and find your place of honor. Go ahead and lift them up. Go ahead and praise them. Go ahead and come on and lift them up. Open up your mouth. Unmute your phone
yes,
and give them glory. Come on and bless
yes,
the Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Leave your Lodabar
praise
to
be in front
of
God.
Come
praise
on
and
lift them up. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as you're praising him, I release the line to Apostle Eartha. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome word. Hallelujah, with the compassion, oh my God, the compassion of King David to remember, glory to God, the vow that he and Jonathan made to each other. Hallelujah, glory to God, praise his holy name. Woo, just to think about the goodness of the Lord. King Saul out to kill David, but Jonathan loved David, praise God, and they became blood brothers, and they made a vow to each other, and David, all praise is due to God, he remembered, and sometimes we forget some stuff, oh, but when the Lord bring it back to our remembrance, hallelujah, let us remember to go back and do whatever it is that he told us to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Apostle Asia Francis, for a mighty word of God. Hallelujah. higher than your sight. Glory to God. Of course, I know about the hood. I still live in some parts of the hood. Praise God.
Right,
and I thank God.
Right.
Hallelujah. For wherever it is that we live, glory to God. Higher than
us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He can lift us above all of
yes,
the circumstances of life. Praise God. We just worship him and we praise him where we are at. And
amen.
Just like David, hallelujah, remembering Jonathan then asking, is it anybody? I want to bless somebody out of the house of Saul. Is it anybody? But somebody knew where Mephibosheth was. Glory to God. Ha! Huh? Woo!
Amen.
Somebody
Lord, lift me up. Amen.
Somebody
Lord, lift me up.
Remember, we needed to be saved. We needed to be set free. We needed to be delivered. Glory to God. And they kept our name up before the Lord. Higher than yourself. Even when we didn't have the mind to serve God, somebody kept praying for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, that's why I sung his love. It was his love. Hey, his love. His love of his son. But his son gave his life. I'm talking about Jesus. Our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That ultimate sacrifice. Hallelujah. They gave his life for us so that we might be saved. Snatched us back from the hand of the enemy. Regardless
Hallelujah.
Of what the first Adam did, the second Adam came to correct. To give us a chance. That whosoever, according to John 3:16, because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Yes, he did.
And because Jesus, he gave
his
life. He shed his blood. Hallelujah. You have already accepted him as your Lord and Savior. That is a good thing. But if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, but if you heard the word of God that our very own Apostle Asia or Robert Francis preached today, and if you had
an
inkling, hallelujah, if the word of God touched you, hallelujah, and you said, I need to give me some of that, Jesus. I need some faith. I need to be saved. I need to be set free. I need to be delivered. Then we're asking you right now, while the blood is running warm in your veins, while we're on the line right now, the body of Christ here at Cornerstone, Deliverance Church, while we are here, glory to God, and we can pray with you and help to usher you in. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. For by grace are ye saved through
Amen.
Faith.
Amen.
Amen. It's by faith. So faith is when you just believe God. There's no preconditions. You don't have to go dip yourself in the blood. You don't have to burn up no animals.
Amen.
Don't have to do no sacrifices.
Amen.
Glory to God. You just only need to believe. Glory to God. Jesus.
All believe. Amen.
He's already
all
done it all. Hallelujah. So he's given us the opportunity just to believe. Have faith. In him, and if you decide that you want to know him, you can repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer asking for the forgiveness of my sins.
Yes, Lord.
I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your son. And he died on the cross at Calvary that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And I ask you right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins, and I will worship you all the days of my life. Glory to God. I understand. Because your word is truth.
Yes,
I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
And we believe.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that prayer,
hallelujah.
And you believe, hallelujah,
yeah,
that what you said you have received it, that you are saved. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of the King. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and so are we. We are rejoicing with you. And if you would like to share your excitement with us, with Cornerstone Deliverance Church, you're welcome to do so. If you don't have your own church home, hallelujah, you want to join us here corporately on the line, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name, you are still welcome to do that as well.
Yes,
you can contact us at 605-313-5111, extension. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the number you call when you want to get in to listen to the word. Praise God. I want to give you the direct line, hallelujah, to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Glory to God. 1-800-373-6948. Again, 1-800-373-6948. Extension 801. You will be connected to the administration office. Bless God. Hallelujah. And if you would like to contact me, I'm in the Texas area, Dallas, Texas. Hallelujah. You can still dial that same number, 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. And if you are in the Georgia area, you are welcome to call Prophetess Maggie Kavanaugh, hallelujah, same number, just a different extension, 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. If you don't want to call, you're welcome to go to www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Again, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Again, we do welcome everyone that joined us, and we say thank you for everyone that had the opportunity to hear the word of God. I pray that you continue to have the word of God, to research, even to read what Apostle read to us. Glory to God. And you can go back and study that lesson again for yourself. We're going to ask you now if you would be so kind as to give an offering to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We do, even though we are on the line, on the corporate line, the ministry yet has finances. They yet need things. We do Sunday school, Bible study, the apostle travels, and we want to be able to aid her, the motherboard. We do things.
Amen.
We want to be able to do things for the kingdom of God. And if you have an offering and you would like to share with us, you're welcome. If you want to send an offering, you can send it to P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina, 27932. Again, P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina 27932. Or if you want, you have Cash App like I do. If you want to send it through Cash App, then you're able to go to the dollar sign and put in $CSDC12. Again, $CSDC12. Amen. Glory to God. And if Apostle, if you want to tell them other ways that they can do this, hallelujah, then you're able to do that as well.
Amen. Beloved, you can also give via the Zelle. And our Zelle email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. And you can also give through PayPal. And that PayPal email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. And you can also give through the website at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com or through the church app. If you have it downloaded, there is a giving icon there. Amen. And I just want to speak a blessing over your life that even as the compassion of God moved upon you and activated your faith, that you can show forth your love for God in giving. Amen. To the work of Jesus Christ at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, for those of you that are tithing today, amen, or that have tithed, the Bible says in Malachi 3 that God puts his rebuke on the devourer in every aspect of your life. Amen, praise God. The rebuke of the Lord is on everything that tries to eat up and swallow up your finances. Amen, praise God. We put that rebuke on the devourer. The rebuke of the Lord is working on your behalf. Amen, praise God. It is God's rebuke. And I don't know, but I one thing I do know is that nothing could stand up under the rebuke of the Lord. When Satan was going after Moses' body, the archangel Michael said to Satan, "Satan, the Lord thy God rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so whenever something is rebuked, it stops. The rebuke of the Lord will make it stop. Amen. Instantly, it has to stop. Amen.
Amen.
And so we thank God for his rebuke working on the devourer in every aspect of your life. For those of you that have given an offering, amen, praise God. The windows of heaven, as God has spoken it, is open, pouring you out blessings that you have not enough room to store up. Amen.
Yes,
he is blessing you that you can be a blessing to someone else. Him that gives seed to the sower and bread for food. Amen. Is blessing you that you will have what you need for every occasion. Amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Those of you
that are seed sowing, amen, your seed that you have in the ground is working on your behalf. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Every seed that you have sown into Cornerstone Deliverance Church, God is multiplying your seed sowing power. Amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Lord,
Jesus.
And Lord, we present the offering of your people unto you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you may bless it.
Jesus.
That you may multiply it, oh God. Do it for your glory. To undergird your vision. To undergird your vision, oh God, in Jesus' name. And we give you glory for it now. We give you praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we give you honor. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Receive your blessing in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And beloved,
hallelujah.
I just want to tell you, amen, keep your feet under the king's table. Amen. He said that you shall eat with him continually. The King of Kings has given you an invitation. Amen.
Amen.
Keep your feet under the king's table. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Apostle, I release the line back to you.
Well, praise the Lord. Apostle Asia Francis, we do thank you. Hallelujah for that awesome prayer over the offering, over the tithing. My God, hallelujah. We do thank and praise God for being a good God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for that awesome word that we received today. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you for everyone that joined us here today. Glory to God, we pray. Hallelujah, that you will continue to join us here on the line, Cornerstone Deliverance Church. I'm so glad I can still join on the line. And I've been joining since 2019, Apostle. 2019.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So
Hallelujah.
He's awesome. Yes, he is awesome. So I magnify him and I praise him for everything that he has done. Hallelujah for me, with me, through Cornerstone Deliverance Church and through you, the mighty woman of God, and through the mothers. Hallelujah. All of us that share here on this
Amen.
Line. Glory to God. I call y'all family. Amen.
Amen.
Family. I thank God for his love that he continues
Amen.
To share. Amen. With all of us. So, dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we do thank you for everything that we have heard. We thank
yes.
you right now for this morning. Oh, Lord, we say thank you for allowing us to hear your word. And now we want to be like David. We want to hide your word in our heart. Hallelujah. So we will not sin against thee. We thank you for always encouraging us to keep on keeping on, no matter what it's looking like, sounding like, or feeling like. Hallelujah. We do magnify him and we do praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you for being an awesome God, a mighty God, all knowing and all seeing God, our God that is more than enough.
Hallelujah.
And as we get off the line, oh God, we know you are yet in our heart, oh God. You're yet in our ear. You're yet
Hallelujah.
In our mind. We continue to praise you. We continue to lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you for everything that we have heard, everything that we have read, everything that we have seen today. Hallelujah. While we have been here
Hallelujah.
On the line with Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we call all these things done right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's go in God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Agape
See
love,
you at 10:30 on Sunday school, beloved. Agape love.
Agape love. God bless everybody. Agape love.